Halloween, Jennifer.
Yes, I'm so looking forward to that.
That means it's a bit haunted, a bit spooky. We've got ghouls and ghosts and everybody, Frankenstein, and the dead come back to life.
Do you know what you're going to dress up as yet?
Last year it was a stormtrooper.
Not very Halloween, is it? That's scary.
Does it have to be scary?
Well, I don't know, actually.
Anyway,
okay.
I haven't made my mind up to answer your question, but we do have somebody very interesting. But before we go to them, I got to get the ambience right again. And I in fairness, I should have done this earlier.
Hope I don't get too scared now with this. Oh yeah.
Now, if that's your house dripping with the water charges, you need to fix that because that'll cost you a fortune over time.
Good luck to you now.
Spooky Halloween. Now, an amazing psychic sensation who has wowed audiences across the country with his impressively accurate messages from deceased loved ones. His name. What's his name, Jenny? Have you got it there?
His name is Thomas John.
Just because he's scary.
He is very scary. Now, he's going to be hosting a night. It is a night with spirit and dinner with the dead.
That was good timing.
Got me again.
Okay, let's speak to Thomas. He's on the line from the United States of America. Thomas, are you there?
Hey, how are you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
No, it's a pleasure. Pleasure's all ours. Whereabouts in America are you?
I live in New York City.
New York City, great place. Fantastic place. So, Thomas,
that was very spooky with the sounds and the dripping water. And
it is scary, isn't it?
It's still there, Thomas. It's not going away.
So I have to ask you, Thomas, because we have a lot of information that says about you talking to celebrities, and do you talk to ordinary, like random punter ghosts as well? They don't have to be famous for you to talk to them, do they?
Oh no, no. I mean, we do. I have an event that we're. That I have regularly in the United States called Dinner with the Dead. And we have about 20 to 30 people come and they have dinner. And then, you know, I go around the room and give them readings as well. So it's actually, you know, all kidding aside, it's actually, there is a kind of a spooky element to it. But it's also very comforting, you know, for people to hear from their loved ones and make a connection, especially if it's people that they really miss. So but it doesn't have to be anybody. I have connected with famous people that have crossed over, but no, it doesn't have. You don't have to be famous to be dead and talk to me.
So, do you have to go out looking for these people, or does it just you wake up one morning and you know somebody walks by and says that's dead and says hello?
Well, I mean, the way I work with people is, you know, people usually seek me out. So, I mean, I don't just go up to people and you know, go into the grocery store and start scaring people, telling them that their dead grandmother's there. But what happens is people will set up a consultation with me or, you know, they'll come to one of my events or something. And so, you know, then I will, you know, I will read them there. Now, it does happen sometimes that I do get a feeling or a message for someone when I'm out and about just in my day, not even trying. But that doesn't happen a lot, but it sometimes does.
Okay. Now, there's obviously, you must face a world of skeptics, do you?
Well, I think like anything, you know, because people can't feel it, touch it. So there are people that are skeptical. But I mean, I also feel like I welcome those people. I always tell people that it's fine to be skeptical. But, you know, there's a difference between people who are skeptical and people who are cynical. So, you know, people who are cynical, it's just kind of they don't believe. But people who are skeptic, I mean, it's kind of good to be skeptic. You know, that's saying more that, you know, you have an open mind, but maybe you're not 100% of a believer just yet. But, that, you know, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with being a little bit skeptical.
Our first text in, Thomas, says, and could you please contact Elvis, please?
So dial a dead person.
Sorry?
Dial a dead person.
Dial a dead person.
Tell us actually now, Thomas, on a slightly more serious note, who is the most famous person that you've contacted or who has come to you?
I'm trying to think that, well, I would say because of some mutual friends that I had, and because of a project I was involved with, a guy came to me to contact Whitney Houston after she died, and I was able to make a connection with her because he was actually writing a book about her and needed to kind of, he was trying to get information and stuff, and so I was able to make a connection with her, and I have with her with some other people who knew her and some family members and stuff who have seen me. So I would say probably her, but I've also had People, I don't know if you have them over in the where you guys are, as they're as prominent, but like people
we're in Ireland,
the family here and stuff. So,
okay, Camille, what did Whitney say to you?
Well, she was talking about like her life. I mean, there was some stuff that she was talking to her family members and, or you know, the guy that was writing the book that was kind of personal that I probably can't really talk about. Mm-hmm. But she was really talking a lot about how. She was very comfortable on the other side, and that she was at peace with herself because she was talking about how when she was alive that she really wasn't, she really just didn't, she wasn't at peace here. She really struggled, and so she was happy that she wasn't, she didn't have all that anxiety and pain now.
Okay.
And
okay.
Have you any plans to come over and visit us in Ireland, Thomas?
We'll probably come in the next couple years because I actually have a lot of people who have come over from Ireland to come and see me or visit with me. Or so I have a little bit of a following there, so I probably will come at some point. I have a book coming out. It comes out in March. It's called next March. It's called Never Argue with a Dead Person. And
that's wise words, to be fair.
Yeah, so I'll probably come and talk about it there.
Has Jane Austen ever come to you?
What'd you say?
Has Jane Austen ever come to you?
I haven't made any contact with Jane Austen, but I welcome her if she needs to get through. But I haven't made any contact with her.
Okay. The reason we asked is because I earlier on the show, I asked, was Jane Austen dead, Thomas? That was the silly question that I asked because I wasn't familiar with who exactly she was. Well, I've since asked three other lads. And they all said, is that 50 Shades of Grey? See, nobody from the lad's point of view, my own age, knew who she was. That's my ignorance. I apologise for that. So, Thomas, what's, like, for today, when you wake up in the morning, like, you know, are you constantly, you know, thinking, where can I go next? Who can I speak to next? Or are you inundated with people contacting you?
I mean, the spirits don't really inundate me. I mean, like I said, they kind of come and then they might have a message for someone, then they sort of leave. If I'm working with someone, like today, for example, I'm going to go in a few hours. I have a private client who's coming to me, so I'll probably, you know, reach some of her deceased people. So it's not like a 24/7 thing. It's something that, you know, when I want to turn it on, I can turn it on. When I want to turn it off, I can turn it off.
And tell me, like, how much do you charge, or how do you get the private consultation? Like, you know, say somebody comes to you and says, I really want to contact my dad, brother, sister, whatever. How do you know you definitely can do it? One question at a time. How much does it cost?
I have a sliding scale, so it depends on a lot of factors, how long the reading is and stuff like that. But all of my information is mediumthomas.com. And I just so you know, I do read people over the phone, and I do Skype readings, too. So I know, you know, probably a lot of people that are listening to your show might not be in New York soon. But I do private readings over the phone. I do Skype readings. And so... I'm able to do that. So all my stuff, it's mediumthomas.com, and you can go and pick what type of reading you want, how soon you want it, you know, what type of reading, and then, you know, all the information's there.
Okay, and tell me, is there other mediums out there, do you think, that are kind of, you know, not real?
Well, I think it's like every profession, you know, just like I'm sure there is in your profession. I'm sure there are, you know, there's varying levels of talent of, you know, yeah. DJs.
I say that about Jenny all the time.
So I think it just depends. I mean, I personally haven't had a lot of experience with mediums that are bad. I go to a couple myself that I feel are good. But I think it probably does exist. And that's why I tell people that it's okay to be skeptical. It's okay to kind of, you know, because you really want to go with somebody that you're comfortable with somebody that has a good reputation. Those are very important to make sure what you're receiving is legitimate.
Thomas, it's been brilliant to have you on the phone. Thanks for joining us. I hope you enjoy Halloween, however you're going to be celebrating. And for anybody listening, mediumthomas.com is your website.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thanks,
pleasure's
Thomas.
All ours. Thanks, Thomas.
Thanks.
Bye.